In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, let us quieten our hearts and minds this Christmas day in thanksgiving and prayer. Holy and righteous God, our dear Heavenly Father, as we have come before Your holy face this Christmas evening, we wish to thank You, dear Father, for this day. We wish to thank You for the many blessings which You have bestowed upon us in this temporal life, our homes and our families, all that we have, which has come from Your hand, dear Father. But above all, we wish to thank You for this greatest Christmas gift that You have gifted unto sinful man. This gift of Your dear Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Dear Father, we ask that You would continue to preserve us as little children in Your precious kingdom, so that we may one day inherit that which our Lord and Savior, Jesus, has prepared for us there in heaven. Remember those, dear Father, who are struggling with heavy trials, difficulties, and sorrow in this life. Whatever it may be, comfort and uplift even the most weary, for they too can rejoice, for their name is also written in that Lamb's Book of Life there in heaven. Dear Father, this evening we ask for a service blessing. Give unto us as You see good at this time, for the edification and upbuilding of Your precious kingdom, unto Your honor and glory. All of this we ask in Your dear Son's name. In Jesus' name, amen. We will pause around God's holy and precious Word this Christmas Day service. We will read the first epistle of John from its fourth chapter, verses 9 through 16. These words are heard in Jesus' name. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through Him. Herein is love. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and His love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in Him, and He in us, because He hath given us of His Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoso shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Amen. First of all, dear brother and sister, I too would join with those other brothers in thanks to the many cards and gifts that our family has received during this Christmas time. It feels good to be remembered. And may God richly bless each and every one of you. And I too wish each one of you a Merry Christmas and God's blessings in the year to come. We heard yesterday afternoon so preciously. We were brought to the manger of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God, through His infinite love for each one of us, dear brother and sister, has gifted unto us this gift of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This text that we have before us for this Christmas day speaks to us of this great love that God has for sinful man. When we stop and ponder this, the human mind cannot even begin to comprehend the great love that God has for us. But isn't it so, dear brother and sister, when God has gifted us with this gift of faith, that Holy Spirit enlightens in us and opens to us of the great love that this Christmas time brings. The love that God has for sin-fallen mankind. It is miraculous that God has chosen you and I out of the many, many in this world. What a gift we have been given, this gift of the Lord and Savior, Jesus. And we have heard already in these last days of how this gift was promised unto mankind right from the beginning of time, where that first fall there came in the Garden of Eden. Even there, when we think about this, dear brother and sister, what great love God has for us. He did not leave Adam and Eve there to die in their sins, but rather, He came unto them with His great love and promised to them a Savior. They held on to this promise, dear brother and sister. Just as you and I, dear brother and sister, hold on to this precious gift of faith that God has given us. This text begins and it says that in this was manifested the love of God toward us. Yes, it certainly was, wasn't it? This God's only Son who was sent down from heaven to walk that perfect life, to suffer that awful death, to go into those depths of hell, but was victorious over death. This was God's love. Just like it says here, in this was manifested the love of God toward us, this gift of Christmas. Because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. That we might live through Him. In reading these words, it comes to my mind in that Christmas Gospel text that was set aside also for this day, where those angels appeared unto those lowly shepherds. Jesus was born in that lowly manger for the sins of all mankind. He was. Who did those angels appear unto, dear brother and sister? Appeared unto those lowly shepherds which we heard of yesterday so preciously. Those angels didn't appear to those high priests and scribes. In that town of Bethlehem, dear brother and sister, slept. They slept when this bright light shone into this evil world. Has anything changed today, dear brother and sister? Oh, how the world sleeps, don't they? Even amidst the bright light that is there, as you walk this daily life, carrying this candlestick of faith and the world sleeps. Isn't it our prayer, dear brother and sister, that all in this world would come to the hearing of God's precious Word and receive that greatest gift, that same gift that you and I own, this gift of living faith. God's Word continues to be spoken in this world that sleeps. This world that doesn't have time. This world that is so selfish. This world that only cares about themselves. We were reminded yesterday of that time of Noah. Even there, as the world slept, when those waters began to rise, those rains came. They then realized their condition. When reading this about those angels that appeared unto those lowly shepherds, it comes to my mind that parable that Jesus spoke. That parable of the 10 virgins. 5 wise and 5 foolish. It is a time of grace. Now in this world, we do not know, do we, when the doors of God's kingdom will be closed. But what a precious matter it is that God's work continues to be done, just as Scripture has said it would be, till the very end. And why does this God's Word continue to be preached in this world today? It continues to be preached, of course, for you and I, dear brother and sister, to be uplifted, to be forgiven all of our sins. But it also continues to be preached to call those who are on the outside of this precious kingdom. We do not know when God will effect in the heart of those on the outside of God's kingdom. Do we? We do not even know on our daily walk of life who we are effecting daily. It is only God that knows. But this is why also it is important for us to walk as children of God. In the Gospel of John, In the last part of that text that was also set aside for this Sunday, in the first chapter, verse 14, it says here, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Isn't this how it is, dear brother and sister? That we as believers, we travel in God's grace, and we also travel in the truth of God's Word. God's Word teaches us what grace teaches. And the grace of God teaches us to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts, to live soberly and righteously in this present world. Oh, how we find ourselves faulty, don't we, dear brother and sister, before God's holy and precious Word. And so we are. And this is why, the sole reason why God sent His Son this Christmas day to be born, to save you and I. What a great Christmas gift we have been given, above all other gifts, this gift of faith that God has gifted unto us. We can only sit there and rejoice that my name, that your name has been recorded there in the book of life. Dear brother and sister, hold fast unto this gift. Put sins away when they beset. Read the Holy Scriptures. This is where is found the answers to all matters in life. This text here continues, "Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us, and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins." This is why God sent His Son into this world, to save us from sin. There is many, many in this world that believe this, that Jesus was sent into this world to save the sinners. And the Apostle Paul even wrote of these folks of his time. Yes, they believed in God. They believed that God sent His Son into this world. And he said, his words were that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. This knowledge can only come by and through believing, our sins forgiven. Then that Holy Spirit enters. And there we are given this knowledge of the great love that God has for us. Then this text continues, "Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another." This is how God's work is done, isn't it? Amidst this cold world. And amidst the congregation of God. Through you and I, dear brother and sister. We cannot see God. No man has ever seen God. But He is there inside of you who believe your sins forgiven. By and through that Holy Spirit, which is God's Spirit. We are in great company, aren't we, dear brother and sister? God has His loving arms around us. He is with us at all times. What a precious matter this is. This gift of Christmas. This text continues, "No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and His love is perfected in us." I ask you, dear brother and sister, you dear youth, how has it been? Has it been so easy to have this perfect love that God has for us, for one another? Or has it been easier to maybe think bad things or speak to one another about a certain individual? Or, dear brother and sister, this is sin. To speak ill of our neighbor. What does God's Word remind us? To do good unto all men, especially unto those of the household of God. The enemy of souls has one purpose, dear brother and sister. And that is to break that perfect love that is in us when we believe our sins forgiven. He doesn't like, He hates, in fact, that we have love one towards another. And this is why He constantly tries to put wedges between us. To break that love. To leave someone aside by the wayside. Dear brother and sister, this is that love that brings forth at Christmas time. We are reminded of this most perfect love that God had towards us. And we who own this gift of faith, this gift of the Holy Spirit, has this perfect love. Because it is God's love that dwelleth in us. So may this love of God that is in us shine forth unto our dear brothers and sisters in living faith and unto our dear neighbors into this world. We have great reason to rejoice this day that just as we heard, we have not chosen God, but God has chosen us. What a precious gift we have been given, dear brother and sister. This gift of living faith. This gift of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Do not let the enemy of souls preach to you those lies. Those lies that you don't need to put sin away. You dear mothers and fathers, continue to teach your children in the home. When matters come up between brothers and sisters, between children and mothers and children and fathers, put those matters away. Preach that gospel one to another. We can sometimes wonder that even why do these matters come up in our homes? And when they do, dear brother and sister, it is important that we take care of the matters. And that those who are involved, even with our children, because even in this way, we are teaching. This is how God teaches in our homes. This is how matters are cared for. This is how the love is restored. This is how power is renewed. To battle against that enemy of souls. Oh, dear mothers and fathers, continue to teach of this Christmas message in your homes. And do not tire of that gospel. Preach that gospel daily. Don't listen to the enemy. Oh, how he preaches to me. At that gospel, you don't need that gospel. That just say sorry, that's good enough. Dear brother and sister, put matters away with the blood of Christ. This is how we grew up in the home, isn't it? This is how we want our children to grow up in our homes, so that they hunger for that gospel. Oh, oftentimes it feels like we maybe bang our heads in the home, doesn't it? We get weary and tired. Continue to preach that gospel in the homes. Nurture those children with the forgiveness of sins. This is that gospel I want to hear this Christmas day. Can I have my sins forgiven? You, dear brother and sister, can uplift your heart and believe all of your sins and doubts. Forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. We have a good God. A God that wants to forgive us each time we fall. We do not have the freedom to sin, but we have the freedom from sin. And oh, how we need to sing praises unto God for this. That God sent His only begotten Son into this world to save you and I. It pays to believe, dear brother and sister, that reward that awaits is so great. Once we get there, dear brother and sister, we will not want to leave. You can be assured of that. Jesus Himself prepared it for us. And that is our Christmas gift to us. Hold on to it, dear brother and sister. Continue to battle. It is a battle against the enemy of souls. But it is a worthwhile battle. Believe again. All sins and doubts forgiven. In Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. In Jesus' name. Always blessed name. Amen. Let us quiet in our hearts in closing benediction. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make His face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up His countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.